Chapter 2. Swoosh. The next day in art class, I discover I was wrong about my painting. It did not come out great. It did not come out great at all. I pick up my painting from the drying rack and slump down at the long table. My roses do not look like roses. They look like red blobs. Red blobs that were dropped on the floor and then jumped on with Jonah's soccer cleats. "Good try, Abby," Mrs. Becker tells me, standing over my shoulder. "Good try. Good try. Everyone knows good try means you have no talent." The truth is, she's right. I am not good at painting, or drawing, or anything involving clay either. Frankie, Robin, and Penny all sit down beside me. Frankie and Robin are my best friends. Penny is Robin's other best friend. She hogs Robin as often as she can, and I'm pretty sure she's forcing Robin to wear a super high ponytail to school every day so the two of them can match. The other day at recess, she referred to them as twinsies, which even with the ponytails is impossible because Penny's hair is blonde and Robin's is strawberry blonde, almost red. So there. I prefer to wear a headband to school, thank you very much. And Frankie is wearing her dark hair back in two French braids. Frankie and I don't need to wear matching hairdos to prove we're best friends. "Wow, Penny," Mrs. Becker says, interrupting my thoughts. "The detail in your painting is exquisite." "Exquisite? Really?" I look down at Penny's painting. I gasp. It is exquisite. Seriously. Her roses are red and bright and beautiful. Her painting looks like an ad for Mother's Day, if Mother's Day needed an ad. "That's amazing," Robin coos to her. "It really is," says Frankie. "Where did you learn to be such a great artist?" I swallow the lump in my throat. Sure, Penny's good at art, but it's not like she's a superstar at everything. "I've always loved to paint and draw," Penny says, dipping her paintbrush into her glass of water to clean it and wagging her ponytail from side to side. "It comes very naturally to me." I roll my eyes. I can't help it. Robin and Frankie spend the rest of class fawning over Penny the Great, Penny the Artiste, Penny the Picasso. Who cares if she's good at art and I'm not, anyway? It's not like I want to be a painter when I grow up. I'm going to be a judge. And you definitely don't need to know how to paint roses to be a judge. You need to be smart and judgy. I spend the rest of class trying to salvage the blobby mess in front of me. "I just have to sign it and I'm done," Penny says after a while. She dips her brush in the black paint and writes her name with an annoying flourish. "That painting could be worth $1 million one day," Robin says seriously. I resist the urge to vomit. Although, maybe if I threw up all over Penny's precious painting, I wouldn't have to look at it anymore. Frankie and Robin pick up their paintings to put on the drying rack, but Penny leaves hers to set a minute longer. Then she goes to wash her hands at the sink near Mrs. Becker's desk. I stay where I am and stare at my painting next to Penny's. I hate mine. I love hers. No, I hate hers. Penny's glass of water is really close to her painting. Really close. Too close. And that's when it happens. I knock the glass of water with my elbow. On purpose. Whoosh! Swoosh! The water gushes across Penny's painting. My heart stops. What did I do? The colors mix. The paint runs. The petals melt into the leaves, which melt into the vase. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no! Maybe nobody will notice. I hear a loud shriek. My painting! Crumbs, she noticed. Penny runs over to our table. Help! She cries. There's water all over my paper! I need paper towels! Help! My painting is drowning! Robin and Frankie rush to get napkins, and we all quickly blot the painting. But it's hopeless. When we remove the paper towels, all that's left is a blob of colors. A blob that looks worse than my blobs. Much worse. My painting, Penny whimpers. Poor Penny, Robin says, giving her a big hug. It was so beautiful, Frankie says, also giving her a hug. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Becker says mournfully. Maybe we can fix it. Let me find more paper towels. I can't believe it, says Penny. She turns to me. Abby, did you see what happened? My cheeks heat up. It's my fault. It was an accident. I knocked over your water. I'm sorry. By accident? Penny asks skeptically. Of course by accident, I lie. Why would I pour water on your painting on purpose? She looks at me with suspicion. So do Robin and Frankie. It wasn't my fault. Okay, it was my fault, but not really, because Penny drove me to it with her twinsies and her perfect painting and her hogging my friend. I feel sick. What kind of person ruins someone else's art project? A horrible person. Am I a horrible person? I swallow the huge lump in my throat. My verdict? Guilty as charged.